Okay, good morning. This is the workshop, Teaching Your Kids to Think, which is a high priority for me, and I hope it will be for you. My name is Catherine Stout. I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education, a master's degree in special education. I worked in the Delaware Public Schools for 8 years. I've homeschooled for 12. My daughter's now a freshman at the University of Delaware. My son is 15. And we combine homeschooling with coursework at Del Tech. And because of the approach I've used to teaching and because I've made thinking a priority, I really am not worried about them at all in these college settings, because I know just because it's in the textbook or just because the professor says so, they don't automatically buy into anything. They think and they evaluate. In school, and it doesn't matter if it's private or public, because a private school is just a faster-paced public school. The approach to teaching is the same. The books they choose to read will vary, but as far as the actual teaching techniques, they're the same. So think about it. What do you do to get an A? Do you challenge any ideas? Do you disagree with an author? Or do you read it, memorize it, and then take the test to prove you've memorized it? So you get rewarded for remembering, not for thinking. Now, they'll throw in thinking skill worksheets, but since there's no chance to apply it, kids just see it as another worksheet to complete to get a grade. They don't see it as something to actually use. They don't see it as something to need to remember. So you really have to decide to incorporate in your approach to teaching ways to encourage them to think. Otherwise, your goal becomes completion, not mastery, not understanding. And our goals for our children should not be just getting through books and information. We live in a society where we have easy access to information. If they know how to use the library, if they know how to use reference books, if they have confidence to find information in their ability to learn, you've given them a skill to forever learn. If your goal has been get through a bunch of materials so we can get on to the next bunch of materials and absorb all that information, then what you've taught them is memory is everything,